because you get elected with 91% of the vote, in no way translates what you're going to do in your next election.
Right.
But it gives you a sense, and I would say a false sense, of something. That 80% of the people love you, and in fact gives you no comfort that they're going to vote for you. And that only 39% of them voted for you in one election, is not a single voter goes to the voting and says, oh, I voted against Perry last time, so I have to vote against them this time. They're right. You know, they're making a value judgment about this election.
Right.
You know, and every voter who bothers to go to the polls has some decision matrix that they make. You may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not be standard, you know, political science 101, but everybody has a value system. And they base that value system, and that's how they vote.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're a flaming right-wing nut, a flaming liberal, you know, lunatic, vegetarian, whatever. They all have a value system. And they're all going to make those decisions, and none of it is based on history.